Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Right now, it is 8:34, and of course, with it being Thursday, we do have Denise Shork and Peggy. Sorry, I'm having a very scatterbrained morning. Anyway, ladies, welcome to the studio today. We appreciate it.
It's one of my
scatterbrained mornings. You've seen me over here going, trying to hurry and get stuff done this morning. So, but again, guys, welcome to the studio this morning, and we do appreciate it. And a few things that you didn't want to talk about, and we'll first start off with you, Denise, as reiterate about the Growing the Rural Business coming up.
Right. We have the seminar coming up, and we're going to leave some flyers down here at KGGF in case anybody's interested in signing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8 sessions starting September 10th through October 29th, and it's, how to grow rural businesses. So it might be something that somebody that's already in business or just starting up might want to attend. These and the flyers will tell you the 8 different sessions that's going on. So just want to remind everybody about that. There is limited attendance, so I think 25.
Yeah,
is what
people
it's
are asking.
To.
I mean, there's a lot of excitement about it. So
if you're interested in going, you know, let us know. And
And registration is open now, correct?
It is.
Okay,
yes.
So
yep.
And I think also if you register, or is it still the early registration? Is
no,
that or is that passed?
They missed that. That's
okay, they passed the, that. Okay,
yeah, 14th.
So. Okay, so just missed that. So
yep.
Last week, but still though, there's still spots open and available. So be sure to check that out and register for that. And it is a great program and being split between Independence and Coffeyville.
It is. I mean, I think it's great collaboration between the two cities. You know, to get things moving. So the first 4 sessions are in Independence, and the next 4 will be at CCC.
All right. And then, of course, Coffeyville Together. No new numbers today, but still great numbers overall so far.
Yep. We're still up and running. So, you know, if you need a gift certificate and want to support local businesses, go to coffeevilletogether.com and, get your certificates for now or later, save them or whatever you need to do.
Really helpful to have those.
It is. And, you know, CACF, they match the dollars that are spent there to go to community
foundations. It's a very big
foundation,
deal.
So,
yep. Great.
Yep, it's a great cause. But the main thing I want to talk about was what's coming up Friday before I pass it over to Peggy for great news. We have the CCC Community Engagement Day that's at on the college campus. It's for their students, and the Midland Theater is going to be there with a table, and we're looking for volunteers to sign up. So it's just trying to get the kids more involved over there.
Mm-hmm.
So look for our table if you are a CCC student.
And that's tomorrow?
Is that tomorrow, Denise?
Tomorrow's Friday, right?
Yes,
okay,
it is.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
Friday.
It's for 4 hours. I think it's from 10 to 2, along those lines. So we'll be manning the booth there and trying to get, you know, the kids involved in helping us and volunteering. So it sounds like a great program. This is the first year that we've done anything.
That's the first year we've done anything at that table. But, boy, have they chipped in and volunteered for a lot of activities through their service groups. And really just individual college students have, you know, approached us and come in, and they've done a variety of things. So we are so thrilled to be part of this because it's a great resource for our community. And, you know, the college is a crown jewel in Coffeyville's economy.
It is.
And life. So, yay, rah.
And then something we hope, they can be able to help us out with that. This is the outdoor movie night.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow night.
I'm excited about this. My kids and I are going. So.
Well, great. We can't wait. It's The Greatest Showman. So I think the weather is going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
Bring your chairs. We can social distance. The city band is also playing tomorrow night, so they will be there starting about 7:30. And
you know, that's another thing too. We've gone to a couple of those concerts downtown, and boy, people say, I don't have anything to do, or I have to be outside, I have to social distance. Let me tell you, going and hearing the city band is a real treat. You sit on the plaza. In this case, you'll be sitting in the parking lot or on the street across in the Midland, and it's wonderful. So again, and there's no charge, so you can bring your family. And I hear a rumor that there's going to be a lot of tailgating at the Midland. People are going to bring picnics and things like that, and they're going to tailgate and have food. So, hey, rah, let's do it.
So, again, all we're providing is popcorn, and I think we've got bottled water for tomorrow night. So, and that's limited. So, if you want to bring your own snacks or whatever,
you bet.
Bring them. We're kind of trying to keep it simple because of the COVID restrictions
right,
and everything.
Exactly.
So. And, you know, so looking forward to seeing everybody there. And I think Peggy's got some.
Oh, you know, the last couple of weeks when I've been on, I've said, you know, we've got a big announcement, Well, this is great news. And anybody who's listening, take this down. And if you don't qualify, I know some of your neighbors or your friends will. It's being announced in New York and Washington, D.C. right now, actually about 20 minutes ago. And we had an embargo by AARP on this information. So while we knew we won the award, we could not announce it. But this year we have won in Coffeyville for Coffeyville's Reawakening, the Neighborhood Initiative. We have won an AARP Community Challenge grant.
Very nice.
It's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Because last year we did the Walk the Block, and this year we're doing a porch makeover. And actually, it's four porch makeovers. So we are going to be conducting a contest for the next 2 weeks, and people who are homeowners who live in their homes, who have porches inside the Coffeyville city limits, can enter. And there will be a judging by September 15th. The winners will be announced, and the four winners will receive porch facelifts. So they'll get things like paint, new steps, railings if they need it. We're going to do flower baskets, birdhouses, porch swings, or rocking chairs, and really give those porches a great facelift so people can practice the art of porchology. You know what that is, Kyle?
Not sure what porchology is, but I remember we were talking about, I'm about to learn everything about porches, right?
Yeah. That's right. Did you ever have a porch growing up, or do you have one now?
I did have a porch growing up. We had a small one, but we did have a porch, and I have a deck right now, so where I live at, but to me it doubles as a porch anyway, because I sit out there sometimes, so when it's nice and cool outside.
You're outside in your rocking chair, are you, Kyle?
Not my rocking chair.
Denise
has the rocking chair.
I'm not to that to the rocking chair yet, but I'm in my lawn chair.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Well, that's good.
You know what? You're never too young for a rocking chair.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, this is the deal. You know, on 9th Street, we've redone these houses, and most of them have these big front porches. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we've done is we've either put porch swings, rocking chairs are both on those porches, and people are using them. And in fact, we have three rocking chairs and a porch swing on our front porch, and it's not unusual to in the evenings to find us out there and have people stop or wave or come up and talk. And we want to see more of that. It's a great, you know, it's really the original gathering place. You know, gathering places and creating them in communities is really a big deal now.
Right.
Well, when you think about when these homes were built in the early 1900s, the porches were the gathering places. And so we want to put that back in our neighborhoods. And to do that, again, there's no catches. No dollars expended. If you are a winner, you will receive a porch makeover. How do you enter? You go to our Facebook, Coffeyville's Reawakening site, and you can enter through that, or you can pick up information at the Chamber or Coffeyville's Reawakening headquarters after noon today. So we invite everybody to. You have to be owner. You have to own the house.
Right.
And it has to be occupied by the owner. And you'll be part of the contest, and we'll let you know from there how things unroll.
And again, it looks like entries will begin tomorrow. Tomorrow. I keep thinking, you know, I'm the same way. I keep forgetting today's Thursday sometimes. But tomorrow, and we'll run all the way through September 1st, correct?
That's right. Yep. And then the winners are announced September 15th. So again, pick up the entry forms. Really simple. Not a big deal, but it's a big deal if you win, because it's a porch makeover and it's worth several thousand dollars. So
wow, yeah, there you go.
We're thrilled about that.
Absolutely. That was a big thing that Coffeyville's Reawakening was able to acquire for that. So that's a good thing. And again, you said it's not just for one porches, it's for four porches.
Well, so. One of the things we're trying to do is we're trying to expand outside of the block that we're on 9th Street where we improve things.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say you're not qualified if you're on 9th Street at all. But we really want to get homes in the neighborhoods outside of the area where we're working now. And so we'll just have to look at the entries and see what we get. But we're really going to focus on trying to have at least an east side home, something south of 12th Street, something north of 7th Street, and then kind of central, all the older sections of Coffeyville.
Right.
Where they have those great porches
right.
that some people use and some people don't. So we want to help them get back out to that gathering place.
Absolutely.
So Peggy, do you have to submit like a picture of your porch?
Well, actually, you don't have to submit a picture at this point. You enter, you give your name, your address, the contact information, and you can submit a before picture. If there are some people who don't have the technology to do that. We understand there are some seniors, people who might not be able to do that. So if you're interested and you have a porch and your owner occupied, submit that information, and if we don't get a picture, we will come out and take a before picture for you and put that in the entry form to help you out.
Okay, so am I eligible?
Are you what?
Eligible?
No, you aren't.
Okay.
Nobody in Coffeeville's reawakening advisory boards are eligible.
Bob just redid ours anyway.
Good luck with that one. Although we can maybe give you some leftover paint or something. and then after we do the selection of the porches, our wonderful board for the neighborhoods, Doug Mund, who's on that board, has suggested a lemonade contest.
Ooh,
and so we're going to get the kids involved. Yeah. Well, what's better than sitting on a porch drinking homemade lemonade?
Oh, not much.
And I hear that there's different varieties of lemonade. I didn't know that.
I want to be one of the judges on that.
Oh, so. See, yeah, that's after you get your porch done, right?
Right.
Okay, good. We'll have Denise be a judge on that. So, yeah, you like lemonade, I guess, huh?
I do. Well, I want to see what other people put in it, right? You know, there's so many different varieties.
No adult beverage lemonades, by the way. No, it's all for kids. It's kid lemonade.
You could have an Arnold Palmer, you know, the half tea, half lemonade,
yeah.
You know, there you go.
Yeah, that would qualify, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
So anyway, so we're really excited about this. The next 30 days will be very active with the neighborhoods and that particular contest and then the lemonade contest. So again, this is going to happen really quickly. So you don't have a long period of time to enter. So go on our Facebook, Coffeeville's Reawakening, and enter or pick up information at the chamber or our headquarters at 115 West 9th Street.
And again, entries will be received starting tomorrow, so get on the ball, or as my grandmother used to say, don't dawdle around.
Well, and you can go to I Love Coffeeville, too.
Absolutely.
Remember, I Love Coffeeville, that'll take you to the Coffeeville's Reawakening website, and you can go from there. So
yep.
We're trying to make it as easy as possible.
Absolutely. So again, another great grant that Coffeeville's Reawakening has received,
yep.
And we're going to have a porch makeover for four porches, four older porches. That way we can make them look great and be that, again, as you said, that gathering spot.
And we're
going to
create
again.
Porchologists,
yes.
Throughout Coffeeville.
There we go. Then hopefully everybody could do something like that at some point. But again, guys, thank you so much. That's great information. I didn't realize my mic was that hot. There we go. I thank you guys for coming in today, letting us know about this. I know you said you had a big announcement coming up for a couple of weeks, and I'm guessing that's what it was.
Yes,
finally, you were able to. The embargo was what, lifted around 8:30 or so?
It was lifted at 9 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay, so 8
so
o'clock,
we were,
okay, our
we were
time.
Right
so.
Under the wire
yeah.
on that.
It was really, really close.
Yeah.
All right, well, guys, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. But when we come back, we're going to start open line. We're going to take your calls if you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Or if you'd like to vote on today's Nichols Hitching Post poll question of the day, you can do that as well. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday Eve morning.